A large fish, often described as prehistoric looking, may play an increasing role in a very modern environmental challenge. With a head resembling an alligator, the alligator gar is a sluggish but hungry predator capable of growing more than 8 feet long and weighing more than 300 pounds. Now the less disturbing news, scientists say it could play a role in curbing the spread of the Asian carp here in the upper Midwest. To tell us more, Dan O'Keefe joins us by phone from Grand Rapids. Dan's a fish biologist with the organization Michigan Sea Grant and the MSU Extension. He's worked with alligator gar in Mississippi. Welcome, Dan O'Keefe.
Hi.
We talk about the environment every Tuesday here. This week's segment here. People often use the word prehistoric to describe the alligator gar. Describe that prehistoric look for our listeners, please.
Yeah, the best way to picture an alligator gar is really an alligator with fins instead of legs. They have this alligator-shaped snout, a very bony head, and they have scales that are really different than our other native fish. They're very hard, they're rhomboid-shaped, and they're made out of ganoid. And this is really something that's unique to the gars. It's a very hard substance. It's more like the enamel on your tooth than the thin bone of other fish. So people say they look prehistoric. They really are prehistoric, and they date back to the late Cretaceous. So there were close relatives of the alligator gar swimming around the swamps at the same time that T. rex was marauding on the land.
Where is the alligator gar found today here in the United States?
Well, they're found in the lower Mississippi River, north to about central Arkansas and northern Mississippi. And they're also found in other coastal rivers west to Texas. The Trinity River in Texas is one of the better rivers for the gar nowadays.
So Michigan is certainly outside the gar's current range, I take it?
Yeah, Michigan's not only outside the current range, it's also outside the historical range. In fact, alligator gar in particular, were never found anywhere in the Great Lakes drainage.
Okay. Now, does the alligator gar then have an impact on the population of Asian carp?
Well, where they live now, in the southern parts of the Mississippi Basin, there are certainly a lot of Asian carp, both the big head and the silver carp, which are the two that we're probably most concerned with now. So they're extremely abundant down in the southern part of the Mississippi River. The alligator gar, though, are really much less abundant than they were historically in those areas. And if you've ever been on a huge river like the Mississippi River, you can imagine how difficult it is to catch fish that might be 7 or 8 feet long in this humongous body of water. Mm. So even if you do catch alligator gar, most of them have empty stomachs most of the time. So it's very difficult to do a good diet study in a place like that on a very rare, very large fish. So we don't have a lot of good data on exactly what kind of impact they might be having in places where there are already Asian carp.
But I take it some number of officials feel that it could mitigate the spread of Asian carp further north into the Great Lakes, and I take it that some officials have begun an effort to reintroduce the alligator gar in the northern part of its old historic range. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, historically they used to live in the Mississippi River up to about central Illinois, northern Missouri, and they could also be found, at least at some times of the year, up the Illinois River into central Illinois. And that's the area now where we see the YouTube videos of carp jumping into boats, and they have the redneck fishing tournament in Bath where people catch them with nets. But that was really, you know, the very northernmost part of its range. And the places where they're now being stocked in southern Illinois are not terribly far from that area. But it really, I think this has gotten a lot of attention lately because the gar is a very large predator. It's our largest freshwater predator in open waters of the eastern U.S. for sure. And they certainly have the capability to prey on large open water fish like the Asian carp. But I think it's also important to note that this alligator gar reintroduction got started as a native species reintroduction, and a nice side benefit of that would be that it could be an excellent predator on Asian carp, but you have to really look at it as part of a holistic program of trying to control these fish. It's not going to be a silver bullet that just eradicates all the carp from these areas where they're extremely abundant.
Okay.
And there's a lot going on there now already with trying to commercial fish them out and use other ideas to limit their spread. So this would be one more tool to that end.
But how much impact do you think that could have on Asian carp populations?
Well, it really, honestly, it would be a long time coming. These are slow grow. Well, they grow fast, but they're slow to mature. And it takes them a long time to get to the size that we see, you know, the old pictures of 7 to 10 foot long gar. Those fish might be 40 or 50 years old. And the stockings that are starting now are really part of a program to try to build up populations, you know, decades in the future. So I don't think it's a short-term proposition by any means. However, if they did become established, they'd be one more native predator out there that would be able to prey on Asian carp, and probably larger Asian carp than other species. But we already have native predators in the rivers that are eating the Asian carp as well, including other species of gar, like the short-nosed gar, which eats a lot of young Asian carp. Problem is, they don't get large enough to eat large carp.
We are talking with Dan O'Keefe from Grand Rapids. Dan's a fish biologist with the organization Michigan Sea Grant, along with MSU Extension. He's worked with alligator gar in Mississippi, and we're talking about the potential that alligator gar have for thwarting Asian carp here on in the upper Mississippi Valley. I spoke yesterday with an alligator gar specialist, Dr. Elise Ferrara, of Nicholls State University down in Louisiana. She urged that efforts to reintroduce the gar not extend beyond its historic range. Let's listen to her comments, and I'll get your response afterwards. Here she is.
A lot of times the non-native fish can exploit some sort of niche within that new habitat, and a lot of times they can grow out of control. I wouldn't expect that with alligator gar because of the temperature in the higher latitudes. They potentially could be released in these higher latitudes and not be able to survive the winters. Unfortunately, there's a lot of unintended consequences when we release organisms, including fishes, into habitats where they were not previously found.
What do you make of those comments, Dan?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. This effort to reintroduce alligator gar is really a reintroduction of a native species, so we would never want to put this fish into places that it never was before, like the Great Lakes. And really, when we look at
that's just an unintended consequences concern. Is that right? We just it's never been here before. We don't know how the impact it could have.
Exactly, and we know that gar eat whatever fish are most abundant. So you wouldn't want to put them in a place that doesn't have Asian carp yet and never had gar, because obviously they'd find something else to eat. And it's worth mentioning that in West Michigan, we have another large predator, the Great Lakes muskellunge, that, like the alligator gar in Illinois rivers, it was extirpated or locally extinct in West Michigan. And over the last few years, the Michigan DNR has been stocking Great Lakes muskies in places they were native, like the lower Grand River and Muskegon Lake and White Lake. And these are large predators. They get to about 5 feet long, not quite as big as an alligator gar, but they have a similar ability to perhaps prey on large carp should they ever arrive.
And I have a feeling I already know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Do alligator gars attack humans?
No.
I would not want to be attacked by an alligator. If you're attacked by a fish, you don't want to be attacked by this one, because it is ugly.
It is scary looking, and unfortunately, they had a bad reputation for decades, and people exterminated them. They put bounties on them. They assumed that they ate native sport fish and that they could be dangerous to people, but there's never been a documented attack. And if you want to be safe from alligator gar, just don't catch one and bring it into your boat, because then they can wreak some havoc. But they're really not aggressive towards human. They're a lion weight predator, so they kind of just sit there like a log until a fish comes by the side of their head, and then they'll grab it. But they're really a pretty docile fish most of the time.
We want to thank our guest, Dan O'Keefe. Dan's a fish biologist with the organization Michigan Sea Grant and MSU Extension. He's an MSU grad, and he's based out of Grand Rapids here now, and he's worked with alligator gar in Mississippi. We've been talking about the role alligator gar may play in thwarting Asian carp here in the upper Mississippi Valley. Dan, thank you.
Thanks.